Next week, primary elections take place across the state of Wisconsin. They'll determine who goes on to the midterm elections in early November. So all this week on Central Time and the Joy Cardine Show, we'll be bringing the primary contenders in a variety of races to you in a series of candidate forums. We kick things off now with the candidates in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District primary. The Milwaukee area seat is currently held by Representative Gwen Moore. She'll join us in just a bit. First, we meet her Democratic primary challenger, Gary George. He's a former Democratic state senator who served in the Senate for over 20 years before being recalled in 2003. He joins us now from our studio in Milwaukee. Gary George, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Gene. Glad to be with you.
I'll start by asking you a question that's maybe getting asked a lot. You're a Democrat. Your fellow Democrat incumbent Gwen Moore has the office. Why challenge another Democrat?
These seats are not owned by individuals. And you mentioned my last race in the legislature. It's a lesson that I learned the hard way. I'm making this comeback into Wisconsin politics because the people of Milwaukee feel a sense of urgency that their political establishment and leadership just doesn't feel. I mean, this is the worst place in the country, according to the Pew Foundation, to raise a black child. I mean, we have unemployment problems that are severe. Our incarceration rate makes us the embarrassment of the free world. I want to provide the type of leadership that brings real change and not just talk about it. I think Gwen is a wonderful person. She's a historic figure. But this race is about the future of the 4th Congressional District. This race is about the future of the voters' jobs, not Gwen's job.
Well, let's tackle those two issues you just brought up. First of all, jobs and Milwaukee's economy. What would you do that the incumbent isn't doing to help bring jobs to Milwaukee?
Well, let's just look at what the incumbent is not talking about. I mean, we look at, for example, Cargill just announced over the weekend 600 jobs lost in downtown Milwaukee. Those are good-paying jobs. The mayor, the congresswoman, the political establishment seems to have no clue when we lose jobs in Milwaukee. I want to bring federal funds in to help make a difference. For example, I think we could hire local people to deal with the pipes that are breaking between the houses and the laterals that are in the roads. That will help protect Lake Michigan, stop the overflows which impact the pollution. And those are jobs that can't be exported to China or Mexico. We're not doing enough to use what we have in our community. Another thing that we can do, federal funds were used to redevelop Westtown Housing Association, the public housing area on 60th and Silver Spring. The city and the congresswoman did not do enough. In fact, HUD objected to what was going on in Milwaukee because we didn't use local residents to do that work, local businesses to do that work. I want to use the position in Congress, the bully pulpit, to speak up for the jobs and the economic development that are the real solution to our drug problem, our family problem, our crime problem. That's what I'll do if I get elected to Congress and nominated next Tuesday.
And then you also mentioned the incarceration issue.
Oh, clearly we have an incarceration problem. In fact, I've called publicly in my campaign for legalizing marijuana at a national level. Minority people are targeted in arrests. And I think across the country, people have had enough. If you see what's happened in Colorado and Washington State and California, even in Michigan, it's time for us to stop. We need to make a national law legalizing marijuana and just move on it. That kind of prohibition just does not work, as we've seen in the past with alcohol. I think the taxing possibilities and really the management of it would become much better if it got out of the underground economy and came forward. But basically in my campaign, I want to go to Congress to bring federal funds back to help local communities lower property taxes, to support the universities. I've got a proposal for a university consortium. We have so many great universities here, including UWM, Marquette, Cardinal Stritch, L. Vernal, the School of Engineering, the Medical College of Wisconsin. I want to do what Les Aspin did in Washington with the defense industry. Bring academic jobs. Use that academic intellectual capital we have here in Milwaukee County to grow the new century's jobs. Jobs that can't be exported, like I said before, in the other capacity. That's the kind of congressman I'll be if I'm elected.
If you are elected, though, you'll be one member of probably the minority party in Congress, a gridlocked Congress. Can you really do any of these things?
I think my 23 years in the legislature, where I never missed a roll call vote, a decade as chairman of the Finance Committee, proved that I could work with Republicans, whether it was Lee Dreyfus or Tommy Thompson or Scott McCallum as governors, other legislative leaders who were Republicans. I know how to work with people to get things done. Supporting my efforts to support Marquette, for example, and with Tommy Thompson's leadership, we built the dental school at Marquette University. There's a way to get things done. And I think for me, the key issue in this campaign is given the issues that some of the ones you've mentioned, I want to project to voters that they can trust me. In my 23 years in the legislature, I never betrayed the public trust. I had a legal issue that I think in time will clearly come out that it was a partisan-motivated case, and I think that the voters need to look carefully at the type of Democrat I really am. I'm not a Democrat who talks about problems. I'm a Democrat like Pat Lucey who gets things done. And if the voters look at my record, they can go to my Facebook page, Gary George, the number 4 Congress, or my website of the same title, and they can see the type of issues I'm talking about in this campaign. Wow. And I think if they give me a fair look, they'll see I'm the type of Democrat they want to represent them.
On the trust issue, you were recalled in 2003. Shortly thereafter, as you mentioned or alluded to, you were convicted on corruption-related charges. You did serve some time for that. How do you make your case to voters who may have lost the faith, lost trust in you?
Well, listen, in terms of what happened in 2003 with the election, you know, I was targeted by the Potawatomi and Democratic insiders because I wouldn't play ball. I didn't want unlimited gambling at the Potawatomi Casino, unlimited slot machines, unlimited hours. I thought that that $400 million a year that's generated by that casino was too much for my constituents to bear. And so I didn't support it, and that's why they targeted me. Afterwards, the Democratic insiders continued to come after me, and you had a Republican prosecutor who was more than happy to go after me in line with what Karl Rove wanted to try to make the case. My case was about conspiracy, about not reporting my law clients on my state form, something that was legal under Wisconsin law, and in 2010, the Supreme Court says was not a violation of federal law. But I don't want to retry that. The voters have gone beyond that. It's a decade old. I've gone beyond it. I stepped up to run in this campaign because I believe we need a sense of urgency in Washington about the problems in Milwaukee. If you see what's happened this week in Toledo with Lake Erie, if we don't do something to protect the Great Lakes, it'll be our water that's undrinkable next. We've got a great school at UWM, the UW School of Freshwater Sciences, creating all sorts of great new jobs with the Water Council and in other capacities. I want to be a congressman that's their best friend, that gets that federal funding for them, just like Les Aspin did for Oshkosh Truck and other businesses in the defense industry. If we have jobs, I think all of our other problems will start to fall into place.
You focus so far on issues facing the district. Are there a couple of national challenges that you think are key? How would you approach them? How would you try to work with Republicans on them?
Well, one challenge I think we have is in Asia. And you've heard periodically when we're not focused on the Middle East issues that we have to pivot towards Asia. I think the new prime minister in India is someone we really should try to work with. He was previously targeted as someone we wouldn't work with by the U.S. government. But now that he's in power, I think we can see the possibility of doing business with him, expanding our relationships with India, developing relationships there that may help us deal with the Chinese, which may help us deal with the Russians in a way that I don't think we're doing enough. Clearly, I think there's a challenge also in planning ahead and doing business with Africa. It's not just Ebola we should be focused on. You know, right now the U.S. does about $63 billion worth of trade a year with Africa. China does $200 billion. And a lot of that's about minerals and other things like that. But I think whether it's in Central America, where those children are coming to the border, whether it's in Africa, around the world, if we do more for trade, I think that will help all of our foreign policy. And if I'm in Congress, I'll do something that others have done, like my cousin Keith Ellison up in Minnesota. I will lead a trade mission. I will go to Canada, Wisconsin's number one trading partner, following what Tommy Thompson used to do. I'll go to Mexico. I'll go to Central America. I'll work to develop trade that will help our industries and create jobs here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
Briefly, you mentioned Central America. One of the big pieces of unfinished business from the congressional session is this immigrant border crisis, young people up from Central America stuck at the border. Thoughts on what should be done there?
clearly we have to treat those children as if they were foster children in our homes. We have to be sensitive. We have to be understanding. We have to be supportive. The legal process is in place to give these children due process, to give them the opportunity to claim if they've been victimized in the way that the current law states. I do not favor changing the law. I favor going through the due process procedure, and I favor treating these children with dignity. But I got to tell you, my priority is dealing with the children who live on Cesar Chavez Drive in Milwaukee, or live in the housing projects of Milwaukee, children who are in foster care, who need support. I mean, I know that there are national challenges, but if I'm in Congress, Milwaukee will be my focus. You know, I have been a champion of education reform, and people say, oh, well, since you authored the legislation which created school choice, they try to limit it to that. No. When I was chair of the Finance Committee, we put billions into public education. I believed strongly in the SAGE program and P5, programs of lower class size in Wisconsin school districts. I believe in special education, and we can put more federal funds to support special education, again, to help lower the property tax burden and make it easier for our school districts to focus on the children that are there. Public education, whether it's school choice and charter schools, the technical colleges, our universities, or our private universities, school reform, in my opinion, is about supporting all platforms of education. That is going to be the key, I think, to making Milwaukee a great place to live. We don't want our children to feel like, hey, we got to go to Chicago or Denver, more exciting places. We want our children to grow up here, go to our schools, and stay here and build for the future. That's what will make Milwaukee strong.
We'll leave it there for now. Gary George, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Gene, I appreciate the time, and thank you. I love Wisconsin Public Broadcasting.
That was former State Senator Gary George. He is challenging fellow Democrat Gwen Moore in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. She'll be joining us for her candidate forum in just a few moments.